Hey everybody, this is Beverly with Rescue, and it's been a while since I've been on, but I'm excited to say that we've got some new things coming your way. We have a new vision, and we're marching forward, and we're making it happen. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is about a little bit of what is going on. Do we have sight, or do we have vision? I'm always left dumbfounded by those people who can see the big picture. You know, we read about it, people with the ability to see what no one else is seeing, that dream, that vision that lays up ahead. It gives me goosebumps every time because they see what isn't there yet and create what does not exist. But most importantly, they feel in their heart and boldly go after that until their vision comes to fruition. Some of the people that I can think of, Walt Disney was for one. They said it would never be. Not a chance. And look what that has been built into. According to the late Dr. Miles Monroe, the greatest gift God ever gave to us is not the gift of sight. Sight is but the gift of one of our five senses. But sight is a function of your eyes, but vision is a function of your heart. Your heart, you feel it inside of you, and you use that passion and obsession to communicate that vision so vividly to your team that your team can actually see and feel what you see into the future. When this takes place, your team is willing to invest more effort in their task. They are encouraged and optimistic about the future, and they believe that their work is the fulfillment of a higher purpose. Has God given you a dream and a vision? Has God called you into a ministry? Or has He called you to a place that you have a burning desire in your heart and you can see the bigger picture? But you know what it takes to get there. You just need to get you a team together. You need to get somebody who believes in this with you, and you can pass your passion on to them. And then that passion turns into their vision too. And then you're walking together in unity. And when two or three come together, there's nothing you cannot do for God. So let's get that vision and let's get going. You'll begin to see some of the new things that Rescue has done and has implemented and begin to put in place. And we're so excited about the new ministry of Stephen's care ministries that we're going to be developing. And just get on board with us and look and see the bigger picture. And may God bless you. In Jesus' name, have a great day. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Beverly with Stephen's Rescue Ministries. We'd just like to take a little time to give you a few minutes of a devotional. The Apostle Paul showed a good attitude in the face of adversary. Have you ever been facing an adversary? You felt like sometimes that they had beaten you down, that maybe they were making fun or belittling who you were. Maybe you haven't necessarily done anything wrong, but yet you feel like you are being persecuted for what you stand for. You see, Paul was in prison, not for committing a crime, but for obeying the calling on his life. He wrote a letter to the Philippians where he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." In the midst of whatever situation you are going through, you can understand that we do not depend on our circumstances, but on the Spirit that has been given to us. We should be able to say that in the midst of my condition, I will rejoice in the Lord. I never truly understood this until years later when I was going through a very difficult time. We don't put our faith and trust necessarily in the things that we see. No, because things that we see can be kind of tricky sometimes. But we put our faith in God.
to trust that He will take care of us. Maybe not the way we think, but the way that He has planned. You know, Paul was talking about his experiences in life, his secret in Philippians 4:11 and through 13. He says that he may be going through a difficult situation, or he may be in abundance, but he remains the same. People often change through the extremes they live in. One extreme is positive, which is living in abundance. The other extreme, we lack or in need. However, both extremes reveal who we are through our reaction. Paul says, in Christ, I remain the same. Nothing changes us because we can do everything in Christ, who is the reason of our strength. Paul proves to be a true apostle by demonstrating his resilience through his letters. He never presented his accomplishments. Instead, he presented the facts. You know, through every hardship he experienced, he remained true to his calling. This is the greatest evidence of someone who possesses the life of the true God, that regardless of adversary, we stay steadfast and continue to serve Him. Actions speak louder than words. Paul said that he carried the burden for the church. It was the suffering of others that weighed him down, not his own condition. This process in his life not only produced him great knowledge of God, but also brought him great comfort. And it transformed him into an instrument for others. What he suffered made sense because he now understood that his suffering and what had happened in his life was God's preparation to enable him to comfort others. You know, we all go through trials and life happens, but it's our attitude and how we look at it. Paul remained faithful to God. He says, I have been on the mountaintop and I have been in the valley. I have been rich and I have been poor. But in all things, that means in any situation he was in, good, bad, he could remain faithful to Christ because of the strength Christ had given him. So how many of us today have been through a trial? And maybe sometimes we haven't been as resilient as Paul. But God is there to forgive us. But to know that in all things God gives us strength, and He is there with us. So we need to remain faithful to our calling, faithful to the one who has called us to this place. I can once tell you a story. I was in a situation where people were kind of taunting and making fun of the fact that I stood for my Christian belief. And I so bad in my human flesh wanted to turn around and say, okay, what is so funny? Or why do you feel the need to sit and mock me while I try to speak? But as I went to open my mouth and I went to say, the Lord stopped me and went, Sometimes we can be right about things, but do it in the totally, totally wrong attitude. So I want to count it all joy, and I want to stand in the face of the adversary, and I still want to speak those words that God has placed in my life to carry forth His ministry. God bless, and y'all have an awesome day.